Lord and give him praise and magnify him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 He is still the King of Kings and he is still the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Listen, you have to see the land that God is showing you before he gets you there. And many times when you look at your situation, you won't see it. It takes you in the spirit of praise. When you respond to God in a particular way, all of a sudden, you'll be seeing that this problem already has an expiry date. And that you will not always be like this. Hallelujah. I say you will not always be like this. For the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. That is how I know your tomorrow will be alright. Hallelujah. Give him glory and magnify him. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. Please take your seats for a few minutes. Only you can satisfy me, satisfy my soul. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's read from Psalm 102. This message is titled, It Is Time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, many times when you qualify for a new season, people don't know. When Israel was due to receive the Messiah, they didn't know. In fact, the Messiah came. They still did not know. The people who first knew that the Messiah had come were unbelievers. See, there is a wisdom that those people in the covens, because they are always, oh my God, they are always observing the stars. But you know, the Lord was very clear in the Old Testament that his children should not observe stars. Because there are secrets there. Everything about your life is in the stars. So we have those that are called stargazers. And they don't have two things though, that they are doing. No. You just sit down and observe the stars. Some of them will tell you your life number is 22. Have you heard those things before? Yeah. Say your life, if you are this number, if you are born on so day, this is the type of job you should do. This is the type of woman you should marry. I heard one who said, if you are born on Sunday, your element is water and fire, and your angel is Michael. And I'm born on Sunday. So, you know, when you hear those things, it's very enticing. If you are not careful, I hope I'm coming off clearly. If you are not careful, you start chasing stars. In fact, I was watching a particular video, I guess it was on Facebook. And so when you go to Psalm 102, we are going to read from verse 12 to 16. But just stay there. So I was watching this guy on Facebook. I know Facebook is a place where you know what is going on in the world. The guy was trying to prophesy to someone, and it was Yvonne. Please stretch out your palm. It will do something like this. It will look at the palm. It will write on it. It will now say, your name is Yvonne. I will say yes. Then it will look at the palm again. He was reading the person's palm to get information about the lady. And for him, it was prophesying. But for me, I knew he was a crooked person. There are so many people who are prophets and apostles now who are reading palms. I'm just telling you. Because when they tell you to bring your palm, you will not remember what I said. They will tell you to bring your palm and they want to read. If they have ever read your palm before, raise your hand. I want to even know what. They have read your palm. Who else? I want to deliver you now. One. Where, any other person? If somebody ever, if you've ever been somewhere and they spoke into water and then they started prophesying or saying something, or they use water to prophesy to you. Do we have such people here? They use candle. Some will tell you, be looking straight into the candle. As you are looking at the candle, they will start telling you things. So they are in the family of stargazers. Some will tell you, speak to money, put it in the calabash. They will now make some incantations. I really thought these people have stopped what they are doing, and I thought everybody has gone to school. But I realized that they are still here. There are now many in Lagos here. Lagos is where the money is. Because when you are struggling in life and somebody comes to you and says, your name is Yvonne. You are born in the year 1980. I saw your star. It's glorious. Ah, this is the first time. You know, I say, sorry, are you? He say, yes, I'm a prophet. But the ones that are very dangerous are the ones that don't ask you to stretch your hands. They don't ask you to look into water. They don't ask you to steer into candles. They don't ask you to. They don't use cards, tarot cards. They don't use those ones. They stay up late at night. And they steer into the stars. There was a day they were steering into the stars like that. And they found that a Messiah had been born. But nobody on earth knew. The information there is very correct. It gives you updated information. Sometimes you see, you go to this website, they tell you, this server updates every 1 minute. Those ones update before the minute. Every second. So when someone tells you, like a brother who used to be in this church, he was going to get married, and the mother took his name to a stargazer. And the man looked into he consulted the oracles, and the oracle said, this marriage must not happen. That the year that this boy gets married to her daughter is the year the boy will die. So the mother, who used to be very welcoming and loving, suddenly turned her back and said, no, this marriage cannot hold again. And anytime they ask her, Mama, why was the boy? She said, Baba said, this wedding must not hold. Because Mama was a CAC member. A staunch one. In fact, her husband started a CAC church before he died. He was an apostle. So people felt, and you know, if you've been to some of those churches, they refer to some of the elderly ministers of God who are very old as Daddy, Baba. So they thought Mama was talking about an elderly man of God. So when you hear people saying Baba, sorry, which one? Because is it pastor or is it, because there are so many Babas now, you know, some are Sangomas, some are some are Yanla. Okay, if you don't know who Yanla is, don't worry. She's the Ifa priestess of America. Yes, she's a Yoruba woman, but those are people that even some top people take their albums to. And even some who say they are Christians, they go there for powers. So when you tell her to give her life to Christ, she'll be laughing that your pastor was here yesterday. You will know where I'm going with this matter. Because when I tell you it is time, I didn't get my information from the stars. Are you with me? When I tell you it is your time, I didn't get that information from the stars. I got the information from the one who made the stars. So that one is more updated. God is not afraid of your problem. He has spoken. And he said it is your time. Amen. Come on, say it loud, amen. Amen. So this brother came to me. And you know, I always say this thing, but it seems that most times the prophet is mad. Every time people have problems, the church of God, like this place, or God, we are usually the ones who suffer when people have personal problems. Because it's as if it's God that caused the problem. You are fighting with your oga at the office, you stop coming to church. Was it God that told you to go and challenge your boss during the last Monday meeting? You should have kept quiet. Now you are collecting query. You are now having migraine. This brother stopped coming to church, so I sent him a message. He now came. He came after service. Luckily, I was around. I now asked him, I said, so what's the problem? He said, oh, this is what the Baba said. I said, who is Baba? Me, I honestly felt the Baba is an elderly CAC pastor. So I didn't question. It was when I now asked them that, okay, what did Baba say is the solution? Baba said they need to take the boy to the burial ground. They will bait for him there. Do you know, and I'm not joking, there are young people in your industry. There are young people that you meet wearing tie, jeans, coming to the office every day, that slept at the graveyard last night. You won't know. You see, that's the idea. This old head is covered in secrets, mysteries. You know, why is this person different here? What is special about this girl? A guy said, a young boy said, he said he went into the graveyard. That was the assignment he was given. Go into the graveyard, use your hand, dig out a freshly buried corpse of a woman, and be intimate with her. That he said when he got there, that corpse was just buried for about 3-4 days. The skin was already peeling. But that was the mandate. And you, no prayer life. Nobody's praying for you. But you are on TikTok dancing. You want to compete with that kind of a person. Who has covenant? Because the scripture says, those who know their God. Look at what unbelievers are willing to do for their God. You are here arguing about it. Do you know the mental torture it takes to go into a graveyard in the night with torchlight? Do you know that body? How many men had to put that body in the ground? You had to bring the thing out by yourself and stay in the graveyard with that body overnight. Do you know the kind of mental torture? At some point, your mind becomes numb. Once you do it once or twice, you are dead inside. Sam, the boy said he has a shop in the market. Say they told him, don't go to the market on Monday. They told him when he should not open his shop. What was wrong with Chike? Chike is not serious. They play. Chike comes Tuesdays and Fridays. The moment he opens his shop, see people everywhere in front of him. You work for 6 days. Chike works for 2 days. Use the remaining 3 days to sleep at the graveyard and visit the Baba in the bush. But comes Tuesday and Fridays, and those 2 days, it makes the money that you have not made in a week. This life is spiritual. Those people spend that time with Satan so that Satan can say, go now, you will succeed. But when we serve God, we put God on a timer and say, God, this service is 1 hour, so you have to talk fast. You have to be fast. You know, some of us are still going to work. Meanwhile, Satan told this one, don't open your shop Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, only Tuesday and Friday. And Chike is a young boy that people are looking at that he's very hardworking. The things that are beyond the human eyes are too many. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. I'm telling you this because Satan has done a number on many of us such that when you even do your Bible study in your house early in the morning and you read a scripture like, oh, for I will arise and favor Zion, it's just literature to you. You don't see it as testament. You don't see it as, this is God talking to you this morning. Because this service, this Sunday, first and second, it's going to be a prophetic service. So at some point, we'll pray. All right? But I want you to know that many times, the stakes are high. That is why you notice that some, even despite your academic qualification, some things are not jiving. You can't explain it. You are in the midst of warlocks. That place, somebody married into a family only to realize that this family is a family of witches. And she married in innocently because the boy was coming to church. That particular brother, when he came here, do you know that he started falling sick? As the Baba predicted it, what the Baba saw was also what I saw, but we were not seeing from the same source. The Baba said he will start getting sick, and I saw it. So I told the boy, move out of your house, come and be sleeping inside the church. This is the key. Be sleeping here. And I will say, God bless you tomorrow. The boy will sleep in church. He started seeing people who are dying in his family, always coming to him at night. Even in the church, they started coming. He would sit down with them. They would eat. They would play. When I come in the morning, he would say, ah, Pastor, they came. My father came. My grandfather came. My uncle. So I told him, I said, this warfare is not one day. Every Sunday after service, I will anoint you and pray for you. By the time the brother started falling sick, he went to the hospital and the doctor told him, you have a terminal condition. Terminal meaning that it cannot be treated. It's what will kill you. The boy is just below 30 years, but he has a very deep hole in his heart. So anytime he breathes, there's a lot of pain. So one day he didn't come to church. So I sent for him. I said, where are you? Say, Sato. I said, find your way here now. We had just finished a service like this. And I told his wife, or the lady wanted to marry, I said, sit down. I said, today, I've been praying for you. Let's now address it. What people don't understand is that the way God will choose to address the challenge Loretta has is not the same way. Jesus may look at this one and say, according to your faith. Jesus will look at this one and say, go and wash your eyes at the river. If you question and say, but you told Loretta, okay, you're on your own. What you want is for him to talk. If Baba is not talking, that's when you have a problem. But if Jesus says, go and do this thing, and believe me, as you are going, everything will begin to work against that instruction. Everything. Like the brother that I told, as you are going, don't quarrel with your wife. The first phone call, that as he was leaving my presence, the woman was just shouting. He did not know when he lost his temper and the baby died. So the baby is in heaven now. So I prayed for him, and before God and man, I didn't, most times when I operate in the healing anointing, and please let me tell you, there are some of you here, the anointing on your life is tied to the challenge you have been through. I have been a candidate of several hospitals growing up, which is why I believe in a way. You know, when you check the stars, say, so this boy is supposed to, I mean, I had a vision. And the Lord told me, he said, as you grow older, you operate as a healer. I will anoint you to heal people. But I was always in the hospital. If it's not for yellow fever, it's for hepatitis, if it's not for, there's always one thing that nobody knows about that they always talk about. So today I'm not surprised. Don't let anybody talk you out of your prophecy. You see, the things you are going through, God will anoint you to solve that problem for other people. Amen. But don't live in denial. If you notice a pattern in your family, don't close your eyes and say, Jesus has done. Jesus is not married, but your parents are married. Jesus did not give birth, but for whatever reason, but your parents gave birth to you. So I prayed for the brother in my office, and before God and man, I did not feel any anointing. I just prayed by faith. But as I was about to end the prayer, I just noticed he shook. He shook on the chair. He vibrated. It was so hard. I had to hold him on the chair. So most times when we minister to people, as a pastor, we wait for the sign. So when I got that sign, I told him, go back to Reddington at Maryland there. Go and do another test. And he went back. And the doctor told him, you have a brand new heart. What I'm seeing, they brought his former test result. Say, was there a mistake? Say, say, this, what I'm seeing here, this one is like tire that has never been deflated. You understand? Like this, there was no trace of a patch or what. The doctor say, where are you coming from? He said, that pastor that you told me not to listen to was the one that prayed for me. I said, I like the answer. You even called the boy's uncle. It's like, this boy is not going to India again. He's well, though. The uncle now said, can you connect me to your pastor? You know, there's one drug I normally buy from America that I have to be using. He said, Shebi, you said I should not follow the man. He said, but I was the one who gave you money to go to India. He said, my pastor is busy. I now told him, I said, oh, boy, you get mine, though. He said, pastor, if you know what in my eyes see, on top of these people matter, you will not tell me to forgive them. He said, they have abused you from head to toe. I told the boy that, I said, the Baba that told you that you will die. I said, what if I tell you that he will die before you? The Baba did not see that one. The boy is married today with two children. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm still alive, kicking. That is Jesus for you. That is Jesus for you. If God says you will not die, you better believe him above stargazers. So let's read very briefly our scripture. Psalm 102. Do we have the scriptures? But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. Say amen.
Amen.
And your remembrance unto all generations.
Amen.
For thou shalt arise.
Hallelujah.
And you will have mercy. Come on, say mercy.
Mercy.
Upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. 14 verse. It said, for your servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. 15. So the hidden shall what? They shall fear, the unbelievers shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth shall fear your glory. Verse 16.
Hallelujah.
When the Lord shall build up Zion, he will appear in his glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, that verse, our scripture for emphasis says, you will arise and what? Favor Zion. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Every time mercy is introduced, it's because there is a falling apart. Somebody is far from the mark. Alright? You are supposed to be at a level, but due to some reason, you are not meeting up. So, mercy is God's way of saying, let me support you. Alright? Come on, say amen.
Amen.
God is saying, let me. And mercy is not fair. Because mercy doesn't follow the rules per se. The rules of the game stipulate that you must do 1, 2, 3 items to be able to cross over. But mercy says, I waive that one for her. Alright? Every other person will go through it. But God says, for you, I waive that one. Now, the problem is that most times when God applies mercy, he doesn't announce it. That's the problem. You need to be in the spirit to know that God has said concerning you, it is your set time. So the principle of studying the stars, observing the stars, is what I want you to appreciate here. The Lord knows that by nature, human beings gravitate towards the heavens. But if you are someone that always looks to them, he said, I will look to the hills where my help comes from. And David said, I found that my help does not even come from the hills. It comes from the Lord. Alright? So God knows that by nature, when we are challenged, even sometimes if you look at some of these your Nollywood movies, even in America, when they are confused, you just see them staring at the space, right? People stare at the space when they are... Sometimes you are trying to remember something in the exam, or you just start... If you look down, Chika, if you are, they are here. So you will not remember anything. You have to look up. That's the way life is. So you have to look up. God did this such that you cannot avoid it. Even the man that says he doesn't believe in God, when he's at the point, he says, ah, oh God. Oh God. But he doesn't believe in God. Oh Jesus. But he doesn't believe in Jesus. Because God has put something in our heart that gravitates towards him. So what Satan did was that he put in an intermediary, something between you and your God, so that instead of you to see God, you see stars. And the moment you give yourself to the stars once, you become tempted. The moment you go to a place and the pastor is not telling you fast, pray, they just come and they tell you, show me your hand. You are born 1982. Say, yes, sir. April, yes, sir. Your father is Chukuma. Say, yes, sir. Who is Ifeanyi? That's my mother. Okay. Sit down. It is three big rams we are going to use. Now, I want you to know that even this oracles that serve these spirits, have you seen how wretched they usually are? That is the price they pay to be custodians of this kind of power. Many of them will engage you and give you some kind of power to become great in life, but they cannot take one naira from you. The law of sacrifice. But look at God here saying, put up that scripture. And this was a prophetic declaration. He said, for God shall arise and have mercy. That means the only time that God stands up from where he sits, or when God decides, is when he wants to show mercy. Because that requires only God allocates mercy. And he says, I do it to whoever I want. You pray against some people, no matter what you say, they will not die. Because God has determined that this one will be Apostle Paul in the future. There's nothing you do. If we pray, against those killing Christians, God will not answer. The day God stands up on that matter, somebody is going to be a Christian. The day God stands up, I don't know if that, it has happened to me. Sometimes you just have so many problems. Like when I was working in the bank, it's like I always come into, every year, I will come into a particular season. I will just be having problem. Like, if query is an understatement. A client that came to the bank 6 months ago will say, hey, there was one transaction we did, and I'll be the one who treated it. I'll have to go to the archive room to go and look for the original document that was used to process. And you know the funny thing? If you are like my office, the documents are scattered. We have boxes where we archive. But whoever is supposed to archive has not been doing it well. So you will not be looking for a transaction document 3 months ago. They put the box with one of 2018. Someone out of anger, because that room is always smelling dust, just carries the box, throws it there. Meanwhile, they say where the boxes are supposed to be. And you now start looking, it's not far, I'll get it now. You spend the whole day. You come out with smelling dust, catar, everything. Your day is already messed up. And then your boss says, but you process the transaction. Ah, was that the one who kept it there? You must provide it. There's customers on our neck. Hey, the boss is under pressure. You are under pressure. Before you know it, one regional manager is calling. Listen to me. There are things that you go, sometimes after going through that particular whatever, people are telling you, Pele, in the office. You come the next day, another customer is walking. I'm not joking, no. Maybe some of you understand. It may not be exactly the way I'm saying it. But some of you understand. Like, for 2-3 weeks, you become exhausted. There was a time that the moment I see my office signboard outside, I become depressed. I will be happy, coming with the staff bus, the moment I get to 1004, I'm happy. Once I get to multi-choice office, and I just see Oceanic Bank, I swallow hard. Because I don't know what was going to happen today. I'm usually the first to get to the office and the last to leave. But not because I was waiting for traffic. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for one document. Eh? I'm looking for one document like, well, which kind of customer? And that day I didn't want to attend to him. So most times, when the Lord arises, it's because the Lord has looked at you and he has concluded that at this rate, she cannot meet up. So the Lord stands behind you and provides a support system. This was why I developed the ability of looking for documents in the office by word of knowledge. Because I realized that if I continue like this, I will grow old and they will retire me. But they will not know that I'm still a young man. I'm not joking, no. I will pray. That was where I fell in love with the toilet, the restroom. Shapra teka zutabaya. You need to be calm to hear God in that. So, because now the customer is outside, he's sitting in the banking hall, waiting for you to come. Where is he? Say he's coming. Kasapra katabaya katafasafari. Zelaba katakada. And the Lord will say, go and check. Don't check your document. Go and check Funke's document for that day. And be old. You can't explain how the thing got there. You will just find it there. When the Lord said, we should not observe the stars or go after stargazers, it's because he has provided for us something that was more reliable. And that's why he wants us to look to him. The scripture said they looked upon him and their faces were enlightened. And they were not ashamed. Which means if I can learn the art of waiting and gazing upon the Lord till my spirit is able to capture something. Capture something. The result is that I will not be ashamed. That means that what Satan always attempts to do is to bring shame to our lives. You will not be small. Amen. Another important point I want you to get out of this scripture is that God moves in set times. God doesn't move every time. God moves in set time. When I say set times, I mean God moves at certain times. God doesn't move every time. But you see, one movement can secure 10 years. Are you with me now? Yes. Now, if you were sleeping when he came to town. I was listening to a message, I think, or maybe I was reading it in a book. Papa Egan was preaching in a meeting. And, you know, in the days of Word of Faith preachers. And he said Jesus walked into the meeting. He just threw Dino, came in from the entrance, and just came to the altar. Came to Kentucky on the altar and said, where is John? That John is also a man of God preaching in that conference. John went out. You know, it's just like, you know, we pastors sometimes, we can be rascals. For instance, we're having prophetic convocation this month. Then let's say I'm preaching. And then some of my friends who are there, Pastor Desmond or Tayo, Pastor Tayo, they just said, let's go outside. Maybe he saw Busa. Busa, there's something we needed. We didn't finish there. They started talking outside. Jesus now came in. Went straight to the altar. When the man of God was preaching. The same way that sometimes when you see me preaching, I would just tell you that 24 angels just walked in. That was the same way Jesus just walked in alone. Say, where's John? Then can you take him stop? Say, where's Reverend John? Mention the son name. They said he went and he's around. They started looking for him. May the Lord have mercy. Amen. Jesus now told Achan, he said, I will wait for 10 minutes. It's like these Oyinbo people sold the wrong Jesus to us. Huh? They even told us angels are babies with wings. Jesus sat down, 10 minutes. They could not find that man of God. The Lord have mercy. After 10 minutes, Jesus stood up. He said, tell him when he comes back that what I would have told him in 10 minutes, it will now require 10 years to learn that lesson. And Jesus walked out. That 10 years, the man's eye is somewhere. Because now, he will not forget the lesson because he will suffer. That is what we call a siege. When a siege is being placed over a man's life because of failure to adhere to certain instructions, you cannot pray away that siege. You can only ask for mercy. Are you with me? No pastor or prophet can remove a siege placed by God. You can only ask for what? Mercy. Like a particular brother that wanted to marry a sister, and I said to him, I said, God said this woman is no longer your wife. I didn't say she's not your wife. I said, God said she is no longer. That means at some point, the Lord said that was his wife. God changes his mind. Some of you are saying, I know what God said to you. You better go and reconfirm. And I hope you also know that God speaks in faces. Huh? The Lord can tell you, this is what I want you to do. And for the next 15 years, you'll be there. It will come back suddenly and tell you that the direction has changed. If there's anything I've learned recently, it's never to put a finality to anything simply because God said. Because God can come back 10 years later and say, oh yeah, it's time, move. And I can give you live experiences that you are familiar with. But we are not in court. So I will not defend anybody today. But there are people you know. There are pastors you know. People who stood and say, God said to me, do not leave this land. But they are no more here because God has no respect for your respectability. You are the one who made noise about it. God didn't tell you to make noise about it. For instance, I'm here in Maryland now. If the Lord says, move to Bagada branch, I will come and beg you people, please, don't come to Bagada. I'm the one that God sent there. Stay with Pastor Tokwe and be enjoying your life. And I will move. I know some of you will still follow the back and come, but no problem. The brother suffered for 10 years before he got out of that problem. Something that one word of wisdom. And there are some of you that heard a particular prophetic message and you took it like an advice. And now you are seeing the result and you are still not humble enough to admit that you made a mistake. This particular brother, I told him, this woman, when they started the relationship, at some point, when there was a lot of abuse, emotional abuse, because some of you think that if there's an abuse, it's always the brother that is abusing the sister. But these days, research has shown that a lot of brothers are abused, emotionally abused in relationships. So even now, we ourselves, we know gray again. A lot of brothers are emotionally abused, but you know, by nature, we don't talk. So I called the brother with Pastor Desmond and I said, I confirmed the message with my friend. He said, it's true. He said, okay. So we told him, leave this relationship. Your wedding is around the corner. You can still save yourself. The brother said, he doesn't want it to look like he's the one that pulled out of the relationship because of challenges. That God that brought them here, we continue to help them. I said, bro, there's no help coming again. God has left your street. He's no more at Agege. Move to Aja. That's where God is now. 2 weeks to the wedding, the girl called him and said, I should have broken up with you, but now it is late. Is that not your sign? That's the final sign, no? The brother still went on because his main guy is his friend. But me, I spoke as a prophet. Even my own mother, I had to tell her that, Mama, I'm your last child, though. I said, but I have seven spirits living in me, seven spirits of God. I said, some things, know when you are talking to your son and when you are talking to a prophet, because sometimes it's like you are confusing the two. Don't travel tomorrow. It wasn't a suggestion. It was a divine instruction. Shebi, I'm the one that will give you the money for, I'm not giving you money. Because I don't want you to die. That's why I told her. Only for her to come. Hey, people die. If you see dead bodies, I say, you want something to happen before you believe. The brother went ahead, got married. People were dancing. Celebrate the latest couple. Anyway, they are divorced now. So, he has become a life coach. Because there are some things that happen to you in life. You become a life coach. But he was warned. That thing was avoidable. There are certain things the Lord will require you to do, but he will attach a time to it. If you don't do it then, you will struggle. You will struggle. There's something called set time. And every time God moves, his kingdom gains mileage. So God doesn't just move carelessly. God waits for all of you to gather and shout and bring all the celebrities on stage. Oh, we are going to vote for Kamala. We are going to do that. We are going to do that. God just watching. There is nobody that has been so criticized after Jesus Christ like Donald Trump. Yeah. They even, it was, you know, for him, when you are fighting a man who has everything to lose, there's a way you fight. Huh? When somebody wants to snatch your child from you, there's a way you fight. You know, everybody knows you as a gentle person. But when someone wants to, there's a way you fight, you become a tigress. So they didn't know that one was there. They thought the man is old. A 77-year-old man in Nigeria cannot fight like that man. The guy was, the moment they announced that he has lost, he will be arrested because he was already found guilty. He will be arrested and tried, taken to jail. So for him, he had everything to lose. So he fought like, this is it. But let me tell you the Kairos moment, because the word set time means Kairos moment. It means God's appointed time. When you say time, set time for God, it is not calendar. It is God's appointed time to move in your life. Hallelujah. Aha. So they put the vice president on stage, on CNN, without opponent, without contestant, no Donald Trump, no nobody. Sell yourself. Sell yourself. We are here. We are the liberals. Yeah. Someone said, I can't believe that if Trump wins, I can't stay married to my husband. This is a boy talking. He's married to a boy. I can't even call him a man. People were like, oh my God, it's a dictator. It's like Putin. The real Americans kept quiet. And they were watching all of them. Yeah. See, when you don't have money to feed your children, bringing Oprah Winfrey on stage to tell you who to vote for cannot work. Yes. Are you with me? When you are suffering and you don't know what to eat, bringing Jennifer Lopez on stage to say, we want an America that's free. I speak as a mother. You, after many husbands, I speak as a mother. I speak as an American citizen. There was a prophecy before that guy came into the presidency that he would be a two-time president. There's a particular prophet, Tracy Cook. I spoke about him here some time ago. Tracy Cook stood, even on the day they announced, he said, God said, Trump is the president of America. When they announced the result, he said, well, I've told you what God said. And he didn't talk for 4 years. So they are going to look for him now. Because the man said, He saw it. Listen, prophecy is about set time. When you hear a prophetic word and the pastor says, the Lord said I should tell you, what the pastor is doing is activating a divine season. Is activating a divine season. You may not be in any physical condition that looks like what is being said. But my sister, don't be deceived. The atmosphere can change suddenly. That is what it is about the appointed time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And believe me, God has appointed time not just for Christians, but for nations, but for families. All right? That's why I just noticed at a particular time in the family, everybody just starts getting married. Everybody starts getting married. And listen to me, when you work with people, pay attention. Watch them closely. Watch people closely. Don't let them know you are watching them. Just wear your dark goggles and watch them closely. You see, your spirit doesn't lie. There's a way God talks to us. You will know this person. There's something wrong with this person. There are people that are embodiments of closed heavens. If you go close to them, you can suffer. Huh? Let me give you an example. The Lord had said to Jonathan, by prophecy, he had prophesied and said, David, you will be king and I'll be your deputy. And they rejoiced. But when Saul summoned Jonathan, let's go into war together. Jonathan knew the mind of God that David was the king. But he was emotional and stood with his father. God's anger was not with Jonathan. God's anger was with Saul, because Saul had sought out a witch who summoned up the spirit of Samuel, or who attempted to summon the spirit of Samuel. Saul started his ministry chasing out witches from Israel. But when he came under pressure, he went back to the things that he had sent out. So the Lord was the one that wanted to kill him. Unfortunately, other people will die because they stood with Saul. His son died. Saul died. Who you follow matters. Before you say, I want to marry this person, ask yourself, what's his spiritual foundation? Talk to him. Instead of asking him to take you to the movies and spend money on you, calm down. Because I don't know where this money is coming from. Calm down. Tell me about your father. Tell me about your grandfather. What family are you from? Go and research that area. If you know someone from there, go and ask. Maybe in that area, witches fly in broad daylight. Go and ask. I went to preach in Benin City and I slept in the house of the pastor and it's a rented apartment. The entire building, the property, was filled with idols. So that's the way the owner built the house. And I asked the pastor, why are you staying here? He said, this is the house he's saying that. I said, all these idols. He said, that's the... I said, eh? That's what are you doing here? When I got to his church, everybody in the choir, they were possessed. Everybody. I'm not joking. Everybody. Can you imagine? The people holding the mic. Jesus the miracle worker. Jesus the... glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be... I was just looking at it. I said, I've never seen this man. Everybody in the choir. The pastor was now telling me, I beg, see all of those people. They are possessed. You will help me deliver them. I said, me? Me? How much are you going to pay me? I should come and... I know they do that kind of work. Oh. I know they do that. I told him, I said, it's not even in your interest for them to be delivered. Yeah. The pastor didn't understand it. He thought I was just being childish. I said, it's not in your interest. Leave them like this. Ask. Inquire of the Lord. Because many times you will not be due for a new season until there is an inquiry. Daniel began to seek the Lord, and then he found in books that the Israelites were supposed to be in bondage for 70 years. So imagine that we didn't have a Daniel searching. Imagine that there was no Daniel looking.
Why is it that some people will come to church like this, listen to the pastor preach, they say, hallelujah, praise God, they pray. They leave this place going straight back to what they just told God they will not do again. See, let me tell you. Many of us already have seasons piled up. That in heaven, those seasons have been approved. But we miss the seasons. Because even though there is a prerogative of God for a divine season, there is also a requirement for a type of man, a type of woman that will benefit from that divine season. I was listening to a young boy was talking, and I don't really think the boy is born again anyway, but I learned some things from what he said. He said he went to speak at a church, and when the pastor said, come to my office. So when he got there, he saw pounded yam, saw egusi, saw ewedu. Like the pastor's office was a kitchen. The pastor now said, we have to eat before we go into the service. And I said, no, that I cannot do this. Pastor said, me, I don't play with food though. That's what the pastor was saying. I expected the pastor to say, I don't play with the word of God. The pastor said, I don't play with my stomach. I have to eat well before I climb the pulpit. So I know why these people are in chains. I once attended a church. I'm telling you about the things that prepare a man for a season. One of the things you will find when it's about time is that the enemy will begin to beckon to you to live carelessly. When you begin to feel the pressure to live carelessly, just know that you are around a divine season. And the only way Satan can disqualify you is to allow you to disqualify yourself with legitimate things. There's a particular brother in my church, he just walks on one leg. But he was faithful in church, always coming for prayer meetings, Bible study. He used to have a small shop where he sold some, little things. And I would go, sit down with him, we'd discuss the word of God. We were very good friends, but he was much older. So one day I went to visit him and he said, bro, Gwinga, I'm discouraged. And I said, what's the problem? He said, I went to visit our pastor. I said, okay. He said, in fact, he asked me to come. I said, okay. I said, what happened? He said, when I got there, because of my leg, he picked me up somewhere in the estate. And he didn't know what happened. When they got into the house, there was smell of fried egg and yam everywhere. And as I was sitting down in the pantry, Pastor said, no, come to the dining room. Let's have some breakfast. He said, Pastor, but you told us to fast yesterday. He said, let's eat. The fasting is for them. It's not for you and your family. He said he was discouraged because he had been joining the fast. Today was day two. Which means even yesterday, the pastor did not. He said he told the pastor, I cannot eat, we are fasting. As if that would put the pastor on even if you are sick, maybe you tell your children, put the yam in my room. The pastor invited the innocent brother who put his faith in the pastor. That I said, come, let's have some breakfast before we pray. Breakfast. And the pastor was making noise the day on last Sunday. Say, everybody must fast. God is going to visit you. The pastor from Kaduna came, cook yam, egg. And even when he was trying to cut high for the church, I said, Daddy, the food is on the table. They were saying it. Please understand that Satan is a very ancient cunning devil. Especially, it may not be food in your case. It may be just something that will disqualify you. Because Satan knows that once you are out of alignment, your reading will be wrong. There's a way you can place the thermometer under your armpit, the reading will be wrong. There's a way you can sit, measure your blood pressure, and the reading will be wrong. There is a type of man that qualifies for a divine season. And many times, it will be in very small things. The Lord may just lay certain things. And I don't want us to be religious or sometimes it may not even be fasting. The Lord will just lay a demand upon you and say, okay, do this. The Lord could tell you, okay, from the next 3 months or this year, I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to do this. Those may be instructions that may not really even make sense to you until when the time comes. I was listening to the man of God that we are inviting for, that Pastor Ayo is inviting for prophetic convocation, Evangelist Omolehin. He's a great man of God in Ilorin. He shared a testimony. I was watching it last night. He went to preach in a crusade with Papa Ayo Orisejafo. You know Pastor Orisejafo in Wari? He said in those days, early days, he said they used the stadium. I don't know how it is now in Surulere here, but many times around those stadiums, you have people that sell alcohol, they sell all kind of things around. So the stadium could only accommodate 2,000 people. They had people on the outside, and there was a bar. Those people didn't come for crusade. So as the pastor was preaching and praying, they were shouting, "Amen!" I collect my own blessing. Na me God go first. See all these people. As I dare, and I hear God go come meet me. They were bragging. They didn't know God will answer that prayer. One of them, on God knows which bottle he was now on, had an accident before. And in that accident, 3 fingers were cut off. So it was the remaining 2 fingers he was using to down the 3-3 or whatever it is he was drinking. When Pastor Jaffa started praying for miracles and healing, he was laughing. Come on, say set time. He was laughing. Amen. You can't drink. See this thing called mercy. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. The guy was mocking the pastor. Evangelist Omolehin was there. He was the one sharing it. But Papa Sitafo was also in the meeting. I was watching it. Amen. Begin to thank God for your miracle. They started laughing. I need to deal like this. Saw 3 fingers. He didn't even have faith. He didn't believe. He didn't have time to. The man now came forward. This is the way he came to the altar. If you notice you've been healed, come to the altar. The guy did the sound like this. See my hand. See my hand. The pastor said, see my hand. This is how he held the hand. The pastor did it. See my hand. 3 fingers. 3 fingers. I can see your finger. What? He said, please, I want to be a Christian. From today, I want to be a Christian. This one is too much. I want to be, first of all, lead me to Christ. Listen, there are some that have been appointed to death. But because of this meeting today, life is now given. You may not need faith for this one. Huh? You may not need faith. But I have come to announce to you today that you have been exempted from the day of trouble. In Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7, let me round up here. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7, I want us to read this scripture. And it's a prophetic scripture. And Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. Look at this. He said, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold when? In the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that what? That trust in him. Look, let me tell you something. And we'll start from here in the second service. Hopefully. The first thing that the prophet established here is the goodness of God. If he is not, if you don't see him as good, he cannot be God. One man came to Jesus and said, good master. And Jesus corrected him. He said, who is good except God? The man didn't understand the question. What Jesus was saying to him is that until you see me as good, then I'm not God. Because you came to me, and you called me good. This was in the New Testament. But Nahum said the Lord is good. Are you catching it? Nahum said only the Lord is good. So if you call me good, Do you now accept that I am God? Or are you just religious? He said the Lord is good and he is a stronghold. That means there is a day, just the same way we have the set time. There is a day that we call the day of trouble. In the spiritual realm, there is a day that is called the day of trouble. And may you not be tested.
Amen.
There is a day that is called the day of trouble. Your faith will be tested. You will feel like turning back from everything that you believe. If you pray that day, it will look as though maybe God is not hearing you. But look at what the Lord said. He said, I am a stronghold. What does that mean? I am a fortress. That means in that day of trouble, David said, he will hide me in his pavilion. God will build a superstructure around you. It is the day of trouble. But you see, the trouble that you are experiencing is 1/10 or 100th of what you actually be coming to you. You are not aware. You are already angry at God. Meanwhile, if God removes his protective shield, hell is coming raging at you. Okay, the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. What is God saying here? In the day of trouble, I'm only looking for one type of man. What type of man? Those who put their trust in me. I told you that the day of mercy, there's a kind of man that God is looking for. A man that, in spite of everything, will not turn to one abali somewhere and say, Shebi is God. It's a vegetable. It's leaf that mama is using. It's something. Somebody came to me in this church. He said, Pastor, the problems I'm facing, they asked me to come home. Let them consult the oracles. I say, it's good. You can go. I say, go. I say, I hope you know the implication. Huh? Satan doesn't collect, he doesn't charge you now. Huh? He charges you after there's interest. And you will pay. Young man, don't travel. The pastor is the person God has put in your life to enter your personal space and challenge you. The prophet or the apostle doesn't have that time. They are winning souls. The pastor will stay with you and say, hey, this thing, stop it. We are all seated here, but me, I know the people that call me every day. That's how I know these Sangomas, these Abalis, these white Oshun worshippers, they are around us. They are beckoning to people. They are telling people to be wise. But is there anything that Satan does for free? You will pay, your children will pay, your children will pay. You will keep paying and you will not even know when you will stop paying. Except mercy comes in. Therefore, today I declare in the name of Jesus that the Lord is a present help for you in the day of trouble. I said the Lord is a present help for you in the day of trouble. Now I've come to announce to you that the time is fulfilled. For you to come into a new season. To come into a new era. Of peace. And divine recovery. In the name of Jesus. I've come to declare to you. That the hour is now. And your moment is now. And that which you have lost shall be recovered. The missing asses will be recovered. Yeah. I was speaking to a lady who had done an abortion somewhere in Ibadan. And the doctor said to her, because of the way we did the abortion, you will never be able to conceive again. And she came to a meeting where I was preaching, like a crusade that I organized somewhere. And she came. And I said to her, the Lord said he has given you children. I didn't even know she had gotten a doctor's report. I said, the Lord said he has given you children. She laughed. You know why she laughed? She doesn't believe in Pentecostal pastors. She is Catholic. But you can't be more Catholic than I am. Because Catholic means the universal church. So I am Catholic, but I'm not a member of the Catholic church. I am Catholic. Uh-huh. So Catholic means the body of Christ. So I am a Catholic in that sense. So I told her, this is not a matter of confession. The Lord has decided to visit you with mercy because of what he still wants to do with your life. She laughed. It was the day they brought her baby to her in the hospital that she remembered, because the doctor actually told her, you will never be able to conceive. Today, the times are restored in your favor. I say the seasons are now turned in your favor. Every negative pattern, especially the pattern that leads to loss of lives every 3 years, every 5 years in your family, that pattern is now cancelled. Now, this one is a prophetic word, because the Lord is trying to address the issue of death in a particular family. And the Lord said I should announce that pattern that brings about the loss of lives every 4 years, every 5 years, say that pattern is now erased. Now, this amen you just shouted will not bring the wall of Jericho down. So I want you to say a resounding amen. Amen. I came to announce to you prophetically that which you said is missing has been found. Amen. You went out to look for donkeys, but the Lord is bringing you a kingdom. Amen. I said the Lord is bringing you a kingdom. Amen. I said the Lord is bringing you a kingdom. In the name of Jesus. 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 Therefore, put your trust in him. 100% of your trust. Because he knows the way through the wilderness. Listen, even if you are not educated, if the Lord wants to favor you, he will look for something in your character and use it. Did you hear what I just said? I said even if you are not educated, if God wants to bless you, he will look for something in your character. Maybe something like you are being truthful, you are a truthful person. A brother reached out to me in this church some years ago and said, I don't know why everything is working against me. I now told him, I said, I hope you know that character is currency. I said, character is currency. Forget about your degree. Go and develop integrity. That's what I said to him. Most of the money that guy has made in the last 3 years has been because people said you can trust him. Not because he went to university. Please, are you with me? I'm saying this to encourage those of you who feel that you don't have what it takes. Listen, God has qualified you. Amen. I said God has qualified you. Amen. God has qualified you. Amen. I want you to bless the Lord. I give you the praise. The praise you deserve, the praise, the praise I give you, the praise, the praise,
the praise
you deserve, the praise, the
my praise.